Since 2008, the Head On Foundation has been committed towards promoting the works of Australian photographers, regardless of their experience. For the past 9 years, the Head On Festival and Head On Awards have enabled artists to have their works judged by their own merit by having work submitted without the artist's names or pedigrees. This year, the festival has opened up opportunities for international artists and creatives to join in and showcase their photography. Joining us on the line today is the New South Wales winner of the Head On Photo Festival Landscape Prize, Jasmine Poole, to discuss her work, Wanwa, Forbes New South Wales, for the series Middle Kingdoms. Good afternoon, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Good, good.
So what made you select this piece to be entered?
Basically, I had actually done this series over the last 2 years. My family used to run a restaurant back in the 70s and 80s, and that's how they came to Australia. So I kind of grew up for my first few years in a restaurant. And I kind of started to think about landscape in a more contemporary, abstract kind of way, and how much Chinese culture has influenced contemporary Australian culture. So I kind of looked at it as the Australian landscape in a more abstract way, basically.
And how did the series Middle Kingdoms come into fruition? Where did the idea come from?
I was on a road trip from years and years ago to Broken Hill, and, you know, there's always Macca's and Chinese restaurants in kind of every town you pass. And I started doing a tally between the two, and Chinese restaurants actually won out. And I think I was in Gundagai buying spring rolls or something, and I thought, how do you end up so far out from the city, you know, coming from China or Hong Kong? How do you end up out here selling spring rolls? And so my curiosity was piqued, and years later I thought, oh, you know what, I'm actually going to do this series. So I kind of hit the road and started interviewing people and talking to owners and just finding out their backstory.
Yeah, well, it definitely is an interesting perception of it. And all the other photographs in the series include the owners of the Chinese restaurants, except for Wanwa, Forbes. What made you keep the photo in the series?
Well, I spoke to Kevin, who owns the restaurant, and he was lovely. We had a really good chat, but he just didn't want his portrait taken, which was fine. But I still really loved the restaurant itself, and so I still really want to include it, even though, because it's quite spectacular. You kind of don't expect it from the front. When you walk in, just every part of that restaurant is amazing. And so I thought, I'm going to throw it in anyway.
Coming up next, we do have a track from Morrison McCannon. You can check out some of her work at the Head On Festival website. So do check that out. We will also be publishing some stuff of hers on our website. So look out for that. Coming up now, Morrison McCannon to See One Eagle Fly. You're on 2SER's Drive with Brooke Taylor.